When I was in Veracruz last week attending scientific paper sessions about various endangered birds, I overheard a conversation about black-capped vireos. One person asked another if he'd ever seen one, and he answered that yes, he'd gotten the bird back in 1995 at Fort Hood, at the same time that he got his golden-cheeked warbler. Suddenly, birding seemed so acquisitive. I added my black-capped vireo to my life list on May 15, 1991, in the Wichita Mountains in Oklahoma, and now a wave of sadness surged through me that I'd put this bird on my life list and never bothered to go down to see it again. I felt like I'd been using it to plump up my life list with no intention of committing, a notch on my binoculars after a cheap one-day stand. I do buy a duck stamp each year to ensure that national wildlife refuges like the Wichita Mountains can continue to acquire habitat to keep the system strong. But really, what else have I ever done to ensure that this lovely but critically endangered species stays on the planet? Like any species, the black-capped vireo is unique. But it has some qualities that make it especially wonderful. It's the only vireo with obvious sexual dimorphism, and a plumage difference between year-old males and older adults, helping females to distinguish experienced males, the potential mates who are most likely to be successful rearing young. The black cap is also the vireo with the largest repertoire of syllables in its song. Joseph Grabowski, author of the Birds of North America Species Account for Black-Capped Vireos, who has spent his career working tirelessly for the protection of this species, writes that its repertoire is an order of magnitude greater than that of other vireos, a feature that I found especially pleasing when I actually got to hear it because I'm so interested in bird vocalizations. It's found in hot areas in Oklahoma, Texas, and a small part of Mexico, and in the past, in Kansas. But unlike other birds that sing early in the morning when the day is coolest, as Joe Grabowski writes, black-capped vireos sing persistently well into the heat of the day, the intensity of their singing seeming to increase after singing by other local species has waned. The black-capped vireo has plumage to match its wonderful song. It's strikingly gorgeous, at least as beautiful as my favorite North Country vireo, the blue-headed. The black-cap's head, except the white throat, is shiny black with prominent white spectacles and deep red eyes. I remember feeling my heart race when I saw my first one. So why haven't I gone to the trouble to see one again? Getting there is no problem. It's pretty much a straight shot down I-35. I've seen Kirtland's warbler, another wonderful species, only twice, maybe because its Michigan range is 500 miles away, exactly half as far as the vireo is in Oklahoma. Naturally, I check up on endangered and threatened species in my own area more often, but why don't I make more of a point of making trips to see the wonderful species I really love rather than scheduling trips to new places just to add lifers? Thinking about it makes me wonder whether birds deserve better treatment than stamps in a collection, some real commitment to their continued protection in return for that place on our life list. I first added greater prairie chicken to my life list on May 1, 1976, in Osceola County, Michigan. The entire population of prairie chickens has now been wiped out in Michigan, and I didn't do a single thing to prevent it. Maybe that entry should have been wiped off my list the day the last of them disappeared. If we lost lifers when the population we saw was extirpated, maybe we birders would work harder to make sure all populations remain healthy. I don't know, but I do know that the black-capped vireo deserved far more than just a quick day's visit from me. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.